Good to see everybody. Let's begin. We got a lot to do. Bezrat Hashem. Let's take things slow. Get everything 100% floor. Okay. I want to start with the Gemara here. The Tana Rabbanan where we got up to. Okay, in the Brisa. Okay, we're on the bottom of the Yomid here. On Daf Chafem and Beis. Let's see the Tana Rabbanan in the Brisa. Okay? Akiva, why don't you read the Gemara? Yeah? Let's see the Gemara. Chafem and Beis on the bottom. Go ahead. Chasun, Tana Rabbanan. Yeah, a little bit louder, thanks. So it says that the chassan and the attendants and the bnei chup are apart from tefillin, and their chayav mekriyishma. Okay, let's see Rashi. Take a look at Rashi on the bottom. Go ahead, last two lines on the bottom. Go ahead. Turim in tefillin. Okay, we're going to get back to that Rashi. Rashi defines what Hesach Hadas here is here. Rashi says because they might be shikur. And there might be Kalos Rosh. We're going to get back to that. Okay? Because one could have definitely argued on that, and we'll see Bezrat Hashem, that there are different sheets. What the definition of Hesach Hadas is. What is Hesach Hadas? Removing your mind from what? Removing your mind from the tefillin. Correct?
Yeah.
So that could either be one of two possibilities. Rashi takes a stand, it means Shikras and Kalos Rosh. Another possibility which we're going to see is that it means a person just is not focusing on his tefillin. You follow me? You just happen to be daydreaming. Doesn't mean you have to be proactively doing something negative. You follow me, Chol? You got me?
Yeah.
Rashi says, what is the definition of Hesach Hadas? It means you're doing something bad. You got me? We're going to get back to that, Bishim, in the pack and build up a home halach on that. But Rashi takes a stand and says, you're doing something bad. There's a shash of shikras and kalos rosh. Maybe it just means a guy's not doing something bad. It just means he fell asleep or he daydreams. But Rashi says, beferish. Okay, next Rashi. Go ahead. So Rashi says all you need for Kriyat Shema is what? Kavanah in the first pasuk. Okay? That's all you need. And they certainly could get that together for Ef Kavanah in the first pasuk. And therefore, since that's the case, both the Chasan and the Chushushbinin are Chayav and Mikriyat Shema. Both of them are Mikriyat Mikriyat Shema. Since both of them are Chayav and Mikriyat Shema, both of them mechuyav mekriyishma. Why are they both mechuyav mekriyishma? Because they both can what? It's okay, Adam. They can both what? They can both focus and they both can concentrate on the first pasuk. So that's the sheet of the Tanakama. How do we summarize the Tanakama? That a chassan has been our partner in all mitzvahs, and I think it's an example. Nurse tefillah and tefillin are an example. They're really partner in all mitzvahs. The one mitzvah they're chayvin is what? Is kriyishma. It doesn't say amuris batayra of mitzvahs, but that's the pashtus. Okay? The Tanakhama points out Lamaisa that tefillin and listen, we're gonna see Bez Hashem. But if you'd ask me, we haven't seen anyone till now that has disagreed on the famous topic of Osik Mitzvah Patan Mitzvah, have we? So the pashtus is that Halacha Lamaisa that I would think a Chassid should spin over Osik and a Mitzvah. They're Patan all of the mitzvahs. The Gemara specifies as tefillin and tefillin to contrast it to Kriyishma because. Tefillin needs a lot of kavana, and what? And Kriyat Shema doesn't. Okay? Okay, that's the push-up shot in the Tanakhama. Yes, Matthew?
Why can't you read it the opposite way?
Okay, because of what I just said.
What I just said
is that generally everyone holds all mitzvahs upon them in a mitzvah. So since you're also mitzvah upon them in a mitzvah, I would think you're part in all mitzvahs, but something that depends on kavana, they want a contrast. Tefillin, which needs a lot of kavana, they'll be what? They'll be potter from, whereas Kriyat Shema only needs a little bit. But the open of all mitzvahs in the Torah, if you'd ask me, I would say that Tanakhama would say potter because he holds to the principle of what? Osik mitzvah, potter mitzvah. That's what I would say.
Why wouldn't you say the opposite? Now I can say that. No,
because I haven't found a Tana that hasn't subscribed to that topic yet. That's what I'm saying.
How do you know this isn't the first one? Then?
Okay, it could be. But I'm just saying you read the Brisa straight up. That's what I would say. Because in the flow of the Gemara, we haven't found a Tana that said that. Didn't say that one. Okay? That's what I would say. Does everyone hear what I'm saying? The Tanakhama does not address other mitzvahs in the Torah. Michal, you follow what I'm saying? He does not address he only addresses three things. What does he address? Tefillin, tefillah, tefillin, and kriyishma. He doesn't address what's by all mitzvahs in the Torah. So if you'd ask me, I would have held that he subscribes to the famous topic that we've learned of Osik Mitzvah, Patam and Mitzvah. And the reason why it specifies these three is to contrast them, is that they deal with Kavana. Tefillah and Tefillin need Kavana, so it needs a lot of Kavana you're Patam from. Kriyat Shema needs the first Pasuk, you're Chayv. Okay, but let's see weiter. Go ahead, Akiva. Let's see inside, guys. Mishum what? Now, what does Mishum mean? In the name of Reb Shila, it's quoted, they say over, that a chasen is putter from what? What's the poshup shot? You're putter from Shema. And the Shushpina b'nei chupar chayavim. So, look at Rashi. Look at the top Rashi. What does Rashi say? Excellent. So what happens? So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, what's the machloikis we have between the Tanakhama and Reb Shila? What's the machloikis? Michal, what do you say? According to the Tanakhama, what's the din? They're chayiv in what? They're chayiv in Shema. What does Reb Shila say? Putter. Notice it doesn't say what you're putter from, but Rashi fills in the blank, yes?
Yeah.
So it means they're arguing by Shema. The Tanakhama and the Reb Shila are arguing by Shema. But the Shushpina b'nei Chuppah are taka what chayavin. And the Shushpina, and he makes a split between the what? Between the Shushpina b'nei Chuppah. The Shushpina b'nei Chuppah are chayavin, and that is an agreement with what? With the Tanakhama. So according to this, Avram, what do they argue on? Tanakhama and Reb Shila?
By Shema.
By Shema. That's what Rashi Shita is. Okay? That's what Rashi Shita is right here, Befeirish. Okay? It is talking about Shema. You got it, Donnie? Are they chayiv and Shema or not the chasen? Tanakhama says the chasen is chayiv, and the Reb Shila says they're potter. And what does Rashi say? What does Rashi say, Yehuda? That all the that there are tanoim that do not hold to this principle, also mitzvah upon them in the mitzvah. Now, what is the question we have to see in Rashi, Yehuda? What does Rashi mean when he says the leis lehu? Who is leis lehu? It definitely means who? Definitely means Reb Shila. And that's why Reb Shila says the Bnei Shushpina Bnei Chuppah are chayavin in mitzvahs. They're chayavin in all the mitzvahs, l'maisa. They don't hold the osik mitzvah, but they're in the mitzvah. And therefore, what the Bnei Chuppah are chayavin. They're not putter. The question is, does he also say it in who? The Chachamim as well, the Tanakhama. You got this?
No.
The question is, when Rashi says, V'leis lu lahani tanai, did he mean only Reb Shila, or did he also mean the Chachamim? That's a major machlokes in Rishonim. Tosfos says he only meant Reb Shila. The Ritva, the Balamor, the Ran, they all say he meant even what? The Ritva and the Balamor say he meant even the Chachamim. Do not hold the Osik Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah. So according to Rashi, we're introduced with the first Shita we've seen in Tanoim that does not subscribe to our famous principle of Osik Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah. It's a machlokes what Rashi held. It's a machlokes what Rashi held when he said that. That is the chiddush I want you to get down. It's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Okay? And he points this out, what? He points this out specifically. And that's the chiddush we want to point out. Rashi says this on who? Rashi says this in Reb Shila, right? Rashi says this in Reb Shila. So we're going to have to see what it means. So let's start with the Taisus. Go ahead, Akiva. Top Taisus. Go ahead. Chasen Potter. Oh, the kasha. Okay, let's get this, Michal. You got this. What's Toysis kasha? What's Toysis kasha? Toysis kasha is Reb Shila. Get this down. Tosa says Beferish, and Rashi says that Reb Shila does not hold the Osik Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah. If Reb Shila does not hold the Osik Pater Mitzvah, then the Chosin should be Chayiv in the Sukkah. And what is the simplest presentation, Adam? What is the simplest presentation of Reb Shila? Reb Shila is coming to be Mekel or Machmer on the Tanakhama? Which one?
Mekel.
Because the Tanakhama says Chayiv in Shema, Reb Shila comes to say Pater. But now if you say the Reb Shila does not hold the Osik Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah, what comes out? That means that a Chosin will be Chayiv in what? Sukkah. And he'll be more Machmer. Because the simplest reading of the Tanakhama is, Yehuda, that a chasen is potter from what? From all mitzvahs. Not just tefillin and tefillah, but all mitzvahs. And now you're saying that what? The Tanakhama is potter in what? Potter in a chasen in what? Sukkah. And Reb Shila is going to be mechayiv a chasen in sukkah. So it comes out of Korash's presentation, Reb Shila is more machmer than who? Than the Tanakhama. That's wrong, says Taisus.
What's wrong with that approach?
Because the Gemara's presentation, he understood, is that Reb Shila is being more mekel. The Tanakhama says you're chayiv in Shema, comes Reb Shila and says you're putter. But Rav Shila agrees with everything the Tanakhama says. You're potter in everything, and you're also potter in Shema. Seems like the machlokes is only on Shema, like we presented in the beginning of Shir. But if you say that, what? If you say like Rashi, that you don't hold the Moshe, it's a public mitzvah, it comes out that a chasm is chayv in Sukkah. That means Rav Shila is being more machmir than the Tanakhama. That's nuts, says Tysus. That's wrong. That's the kasha that Tysus asked, and that's not the Marsha. The Marsha is Masber Tysus. That Tosus understood, and Rashi said, Leislu, what did it mean, is he? What is Leislu?
Just
Rav Shila, exactly. But the Tanakhama holds the Mosek Pitzel Potterman and Mitzvah. And therefore he's Potterim from Tefillah, from Tefillin, he's Potterim from everything. So therefore, don't give me the business that what the Tanakhama is what? Is more Chomer. That the Tanakhama is going to be more Chomer than what? Than Rav Shila. That's not true. The presentation is that Rav Shila is more Meikel. And the way Rashi has it, that if Rav Shila doesn't hold Mosek Pitzel Potterman and Mitzvah, then the Rav Shila will be more Machmir. And that is wrong, says the Marsha. Therefore, what? Matthew, you got this down? Let's get it. You got to get this down so we'll remember it. Michal, you got this? You got that clear? The presentation is that Rav Shila will be more machmir. It's not true. Rav Shila is more meikel. So therefore, because of that kasha, what does he say? Go ahead. Akiva, what does Tosas argue? Lekach? Lechudei, Koi, what's Lechudei mean? Alone, only on Kriya Shema is it referring? Go ahead. So let's get it down. What is Tosa Shita? Tosa Shita is no. Everyone agrees what? Osik b'mitzah patan b'mitzah. Both the Tanakhama and Rav Shila. What is the one thing they're arguing about? Meaning according to Tosos, what's the din? According to Tosos, what's the din? Everyone holds also mitzvah upon a minute mitzvah. And they're only arguing whether you're chayavin kriya shema. Al lechudoi koi. Only on shema are they arguing. But bakulu, what's kulu mean? Every other mitzvah. Excellent, Dani. Rav Shila's mode of the Tanakhama that you are what? Potter based on what principle? Excellent. So what do you have? Get it down. Tosa shita is that everyone holds. Osik b'mitzvah potter minute mitzvah. Michal, you got me?
Yeah.
Everyone. Both the Tanakhama and Rav Shila against Rashi. Says the Marsha, get this down. Says the Marsha, I want you to know something. There are other Rishonim that argue with Tulsa's interpretation of Rashi. And he says there's the Balamor, and there is the Ran and the Ritva as well. And the Balamor claims, along with the Ran and the Ritva, that when Rashi said, Vleis Luhu Lahani Tanai, Yehuda, are you getting this down? What does it mean when Rashi says Leis Lulani tonight? It means both of them. Excellent. Not just Rav Shila, but the Tanakhama and Rav Shila both do not subscribe to the principle Osik Mitzvah, put them in the Mitzvah. And they don't bat an eyelash. They both do not hold of it. So please get this. So why does the Tanakhama Pater from Tefillin, is he? Because why? Of Shikras and Kalas Rosh. So Tosas Kasha doesn't start according to them. Because according to the Ritva, and according to the Balamor, and according to the Ran, what is Rashi Shita, Jacob? Is a Chosin Chayv in Sukkah or not? You tell me. According to their approach in Rashi, is a Chosin Chayv in Sukkah or not?
Yes,
yes or no?
Yes,
absolutely. Even because they both do not subscribe to what? Osik b'mitzah potem b'mitzah. Excellent, Dani. They both do not. Please get this down. So Tosas asks on Rashi, oh, how could it be if they don't hold of Osik b'mitzah potem b'mitzah? What did Tosas ask Matthew? Comes out there, Rav Shila is more chomer than the Tanakhama. No! They say back, you got it wrong, Tosas pshat and Rashi. Our pshat and Rashi is that they both don't hold of it. If they both don't hold it, they both agree that a chasm's chayv in what? In Sukkah. Because they both don't hold of it. It's a polar opposite. They both don't hold of it. So they're both on the same page that a chasm's chayv in Sukkah.
Why does Tosas put in time to say that was only Rav Shila?
Because that's how we interpret Rashi. That's what I thought. They say over the name Rav Shila. You know what? You know why, Yonatan? I'll even tell you. Where did Rashi say it? He said it on Rav Shila. Right. Now, if you're the Ran, I'm glad you pointed that out. If you're the Ran and you're the Ritva and the Balamor, why is it that Rashi made the comment only Rav Shila? You guys tell me.
Because he
So the Pnei Yoshua says, because Rashi needed to write it on Reb Shila, not the Tanakama, because the Tanakama, you could say, maybe held Osik Mitzvah, Potem in the Mitzvah. And that's why you're Potter from Tfilin, Tfilin. But Reb Shila, it's impossible to say it. And Reb Shila, it's impossible to say it. Halacha L'maisa. So therefore, in other words, it's conclusive. It's slam dunk that definitely Reb Shila doesn't hold of it. That's why I wrote in Reb Shila. But don't get me wrong, says the Ritva, the Ron, and the Balamor. The Tanakhama also does not subscribe to it. I want you to get that down. The only reason why Rashi wrote in Reb Shila because it's slam dunk. But don't get me wrong, I also subscribe that the Tanakhama also doesn't hold of it as well. And therefore it comes out different than we read it in Shir. How do we read it in Shir Akiva? That tefillin and tefillin were really lavdafka. They're really from Pata, from all mitzvahs in the Torah. Because we presented Tosfos' approach that what? That really the Tanakhama subscribes to those mitzvahs, Pata, and mitzvah. But if you hold like the Ran, if you hold like the Rif and the Balamor, what does it mean? It's only tefillin and tefillin. Every other mitzvah in the Torah, you talk archaiv. Because even the Tanakhama and Reb Shila, they don't subscribe to those mitzvahs, Pata, and mitzvah. And they both say the Chasson Schaiv and Sukkah. Comes out, more your dick. When you have Torah chlor like glass, it's geschmack. You got this, Akiva? So that's what I'm saying. It's different than the way we presented it. You follow Michal? It's amazing. It's a beautiful shot. When it says tefillin, tefillin only meant those two. Because you can't get the kamana together. But regarding sukkah, you better bet your bottom dollars, guys, because they don't hold a chosin. They don't hold of what? Osim mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. You got that? And that's why Tosfos Kasha doesn't start. Because Tosfos says, oh, you're presenting Reb Shila's more chomer? No, they both hold your chayiv. Everyone got the shtickle? Okay. Now, Lamaisa, the Ron and the Ritva also, let's continue, get it down in your notes. They also continue and they argue and they say personally, we hold against Rashi as well. Just like Tulsus did. We personally hold, says the Ron, the Ritva, we personally hold and put Tulsus on the list too. We argue on Rashi and we hold that they both hold of Osik B'mitzvah, Potem and Mitzvah. And the only reason why the Chachamim say you're chayiv in Kriya Shema is because why? You don't need a lot of kavana, and you can get it together. Reb Shila says the Chassid cannot get it together. The Bnei Chup are not so torrid, so they're chayiv in Kriya Shema. So the whole machloikis is whether you can get it, whether you can mekayim both or not. The Tanakhama says, Dani, yes, that you can get it together both, you're chayiv. Reb Shila says, no, you can't get it together. You're so far hits, you can't have a kavana even for one line. But according to both Adam, you got me? They both hold Tosfos, the Rid for the Ron, they say what? That both Tanakhama and Reb Shila hold those mitzvahs upon a mitzvah. The question is, can you mekayim shneim or not? Tanakhama says yes, Reb Shila says no. And that's Kufa de Machlaikis. One second, Avram. So how do you answer Tosfos Kasha? How do you answer Tosfos Kasha? What was Tosfos Kasha? If they both hold of Osikim Mitzvah, Potem and Mitzvah, right? If they both hold of Osikim Mitzvah, Potem and Mitzvah, right? We had a difficulty. It came out Lamaisa. That what? Came out Lamaisa, and this was the difficulty. We said that what? That Tosfos says the Chashan should be Chayv in Sukkah, right?
No.
What was Tosfos Kash on Rashi? That the Chashan should be Chayv in what? Sukkah, if what? If Reb Shila does not hold of Osikim Mitzvah, Potem and Mitzvah. Is that correct? But now we're saying that what? Now we're saying that what? We're saying that halacha lemaisa, they both hold of osik mitzvah, potim and a mitzvah, no doubt. They both hold osik mitzvah, potim and a mitzvah, but I'll tell you, if you're osik mitzvah, ain't a potim and a mitzvah, the din should be what? If you can mekayim shneim, you mekayim shneim. And if it's impossible, you do the first one, and you're niyach the second one. So it comes out that the chasen is what? It comes out that the chassan is what? The chassan is putter in sukkah because he got married beforehand, and therefore what? And therefore he's putter. Also, he's a putter in a mitzvah. Yeah. You follow what I'm saying? It's putter in the butter. According to those tanoim, it's not a kasha at all. Yeah. So you always got to ask when you have a kasha and a rishon, why their kasha is not a kasha according to your shita. Because they're changing the premise. Everyone holds also he's a putter in a mitzvah. If you hold also he's a putter in a mitzvah, then what are you going to say?
Then there's no problem.
Obviously, a chassan's putter in sukkah. But I was thinking like this. How would you answer for Rashi?
Rashi's wrong.
Let's try to save Rashi.
Why? Who cares? But, then this is by Sukkah, this is by Chasson. Don't you get the cases?
Well, but what's the Svara? The Svara would be the following. If Rashi holds, what does Rashi hold? By Reb Shula?
You put Rashi in Sukkah.
Kavanah.
But what does Rashi hold by Rav Shilu? That's Klor. He doesn't hold Osik Mitzvah. So why is a Chasan not Chayv in Sukkah? Remember that was his Kasha? You know what the answer is?
You can't do both. You're going to take away from the Simcha.
Exactly. You don't ask me a Kasha the Chasan be Chayv in Sukkah. He got married before Sukkot. If he got married before Sukkot, he's involved with his Kawa. So Lamaisa, even if you don't hold Osik Mitzvah in a Mitzvah, the bottom line is that what? Is that you're involved in your marriage? You should have put it from the Sukkah. Done. Why does Tosfos make a leap and say, oh, if you don't hold Osik Mitzvah, it's automatically the Chatzon is going to be Chayv in Sukkah? Who says that's true, says the Aruch Lanier. The Aruch Lanier points this out. He says, I could save Rashi. You follow me, Adam? I could save Rashi. So why did Tosfos make that assumption that, oh, if you don't hold Osik Mitzvah, put a Mitzvah, then therefore what? The Chatzon is automatically going to be Chayv in Sukkah. Who says that's true? He already is Osik in a Mitzvah. He got married before and therefore what? He's not Mechuyev to stop what?
Nobody.
He's not Mechuyev to stop A and do B. He's involved in A and done. Finished. Don't sit in Sukkah. Osik with your Kalim, don't sit in Sukkah. So we can answer the Kasha for on Rashi very well, according to Aruch Lanier. Please get it down. Because what was Tosa's Kasha?
He doesn't hold Osik, so he should be Chayev.
Yes, so my answer to Yokiva is that he's not Chayev. Because the bottom line is that when did you start the mitzvah? You started the mitzvah getting married beforehand. And therefore, I'm involved in one mitzvah. I am not mechuyev to what?
He doesn't hold the Isaac.
I understand that. But the bottom line is, if I stop one and I do the other one, I'm going to stop A. So I'm not mechuyev to stop A. That's what he claims. He says, if he got married before Yontif, the mitzvah of Nesun was chal before the mitzvah of Sukkah, therefore, it's not an issue of Osik Mitzvah. I'm Osik in the Sukkah, I'm Osik in the Kala, and therefore I'm not sitting in the Sukkah. So no, ask me that Kasha.
No,
you'll still be Potter.
I
grant you, it's difficult, but you should ask me from the Gemara. The Gemara said the Trichusa, why you had both Psukim for Kriya Shema and Korban Pesach. If you're Osik in A, it's going to preclude you from B. Isn't that called Osik Mitzvah Patim Mitzvah? Push-up shot, it is. But the Aruch Lanier wants to argue, no, it's not. It's not an issue, Osik Mitzvah Mitzvah. It means that, Lamaisa, I cannot do Mitzvah B. I cannot do Mitzvah B.
Rebbe, it has to be.
Yes. Okay, but usually when we talk about a chassan with the sukkah, it's osik. It's not an issue of kavana. Kavana comes up with shema.
But no, but if Tana here doesn't hold by osik mitzvah, you can't say that without calling osik mitzvah brother mitzvah, saying osik brother mitzvah.
You can't. The Aruch Lanier is challenging and saying you can't. Because he's saying that once one came into play, Lamais, I don't have to do B. So Akiva's challenging, isn't that what the Gemara called with the Tzrichus of the Korban Pesach, Osik Mitzvah Patim Mitzvah? You're right, Pashup Shah, but he wants to say maybe you could argue not.
Why
maybe.
Why say that he won't?
Okay, it's a Chiddush. I understand what you're bothered by. You're bothered by Akiva's Kasha. But he wants a tiny that, you know what? If you hold Osik Mitzvah and Patim Mitzvah, the din is if you can make Chaim both, then do both. But if it's impossible, it's impossible. That's what he's saying. It's no big deal if Osik Mitzvah Patim Mitzvah. That's what he's saying. Halacha l'maaseh. You know what he's basically saying? He's saying, I'll tell you what the difference is. I'll tell you what the difference is. What gives you the right, the Gemara said, to do the bury your loved one, which is going to preclude you from Korban Pesach? What gives you the right to klal of osik mitzvah, patur min mitzvah? But if a guy already did it, if a guy already got married, that's what the Aruch Lanier is saying. If a guy already got married, if a guy already buried his loved one, you're patur from Korban Pesach. Why? Because you're involved in one mitzvah. You're involved in the mitzvah of chasan nekala. I don't have to call osik mitzvah putim mitzvah gives you the ability to do one. But let's say lomais, I don't hold of osik mitzvah putim mitzvah. Let's say I don't hold of it. So maybe you shouldn't have gotten married then to preclude you from what's sitting in sukkah. Get married after sukkahs. I'm saying once you got married already, that's not the genre of osik mitzvah putim mitzvah. That's what I'll say.
Maybe that time.
You understand the chiluk I'm making, Akiva? That's what the Aruch Lanier is answering for Rashi. You understand what I'm saying? It's a sharp distinction. The Gemara is saying that you can bury your loved one. Avram, you follow what I'm saying? But once you've already done it, if I've already gotten married, that's not called Osik Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah. I don't hold Osik Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah. I hold that I'm involved in one mitzvah, done. That's all. That's how the Aruch Lanier wants to answer Rashi. That's the distinction between the Gemara and what he's saying now. Okay? Yes, go ahead, Matthew.
But how do you know that Tana there, who doesn't hold the Osik Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah, would say that you shouldn't do the Korban Pesach? They would say you should stop doing Bar Yochai and do the Korban Pesach.
I understand that. The Tana holds of Osik Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah.
No, but
Tana holds of Osik Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah.
The vehicle in which
that the person doesn't have to do Korban Pesach after burying a loved one is Ozing Mitzvah Pater.
That allows you to bury your loved one.
Exactly.
But I'm saying if you bury your loved one already, let's say you buried your loved one already, and you're a Tana that says you don't hold the Ozing Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah. You shouldn't have done it, but you did it already. You got married. You shouldn't have got married. Once you get married, what gives me the right to be Pater in Sukkah? Because I'm involved in one mitzvah.
No, maybe he would say you have to do something.
So Aruch Lanier is arguing that way. That's what the Aruch Lanier is arguing for Rashi. I'm saying it's a chiddush.
Yeah.
But it's a chiddush, but that's how he wants to answer Tosis Kasha. Okay? Yes, Akiva.
The difference, because the case of Korban Pesach, he physically can't do it. He's coming. He's not able to.
That's halachic. It's halachic. Okay.
In this case, but what? So involved that you can't for one second.
Same thing. We're assuming it's the same thing. Yes. You're halachic. You're so involved with the kali, you don't have to do the sukkah. You're not going to do the sukkah. I'm not mechuyev to stopping to make my kallah to sit in sukkah. I'm not. So I'm saying that's the distinction he wants to make. Okay? So, yeah, go ahead, Yonatan.
Doesn't, just like he did from last year, Rashi says, laced with who? So he's like, they don't hold it. Maybe.
Yeah, so I'm saying the ones who say it in the name Reb Shilu. Yeah. That's what I thought. So let's chazer this all over. Okay? And then we go to the next mahalach. I want you to get this clear. Okay? I want you to, let's chazer this all over now. Well, how do we start off saying it? That Rashi says what? Rashi says that we have a machlok stein, the Tanakam and Reb Shila asked the weather what? Chosin Schaiv and Shema. What does Rashi say? Machlok is what Rashi meant. Tosa says that Reb Shila does not hold the Oskimus of Potom in a mitzvah. Yes?
Yeah.
The Balamor, the Ritva, and the Ran say what? Rashi meant they both don't hold the Oskimus of Potom in a mitzvah. Yes? They both don't hold it. So it's a machlok is what Rashi said. Now, if you hold like the second approach, then what? What's the din of a chassan with a sukkah? According to the Balamor or the Ritva? Adam. They're both chayiv. They're both chayiv and sukkah. So Tosfos Kasha doesn't start. Because they both don't hold the votes of mitzvah, them in the mitzvah, right? So the chassan's chayiv and sukkah. What happens if you hold like what? What happens if you hold like Tosfos' approach? That only Reb Shila. What was Tosfos Kasha? And then the chassan should be chayiv in what? The chassan should be chayiv in sukkah. And he's the Reb Shila is going to be more machmer than who? Than the Tanakam. And the presentation is he should have been more mekel. Yes. Remember that was the kasha.
Yeah.
That was the, so. How do we answer that kasha now?
They all say that both. Like,
no, but how do we answer that kasha for Rashi according to the Aruch Lanier? We're saying that in a chanami. In a chanami, the chassan will not be chayiv in sukkah. Why will the chassan not be chayiv in sukkah? Because he's also getting what? His chassan and kala. So the leap of Tosis is wrong. And now everyone asks me, but isn't that what? Isn't that the klal of Oskim Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah? No, it's not. Oskim Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah allows you to do mitzvah and precludes you from B. But if you don't hold the Oskim Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah and you did A, which you shouldn't have, the bottom line is I'm involved in A. So I don't do B. That's all.
That's like saying you don't hold by Oskim Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah, but Oskim Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah is a thing and everyone holds by it.
But it's mistabed. If you are involved in mitzvah, I don't have to be. Do I have to stop mitzvah and do B, even if I don't hold the klal? Let's say I don't hold the klal.
How do I know I don't have to stop mitzvah?
Because halacha lemaisa, it's mistaber. If I'm engaged in mitzvah, I'm doing a good thing. Why should I have to stop doing a good thing and do something else? It's mistaber. Mistaber like that.
Do a chamura over a kala.
Okay, not necessarily. We don't know the schar. Mishnah novice. You don't know the schar of every mitzvah. That's how the Aruch Lanier wanted to say it. Nonetheless, but because of this kasha, none of the Rishonim like Rashi. And what do they both hold? Tosfos says everyone holds Oskim Mitzvah Pater in a mitzvah. Ritva Ryan says everyone holds Oskim Mitzvah Pater in a mitzvah. What's the machloikis? Whether a guy can get it together for the first pasuk. Tanakama says he can, Reb Shila says he cannot. And what does the phrase mean? Tfilin and tfilin. Is that lavdafka? Does that mean all mitzvahs are pata from? You guys tell me. Machloikis. According to Tosfos, what does it mean? It's lavdafka, excellent, Nicole, because it means what? Tanakama holds all mitzvahs are pata mitzvah, means all mitzvahs are pata from? And according to who? According to Ritva, Balamor, and Iran.
Just
what does it mean? Just those two. Everything else you're really what? Really mechuyev. Everyone got this clear? See, it's a great example, guys. You can do three lines of Gemara, and you have it's so much lumpness just in the three lines to understand according to all the Rishonim of clear. You got it, Michal? This is the Chesed. Is he clear? Okay. Now this leads us to the next Mahalach. Okay, let's get it. Okay? Let's get it. We begin by saying what? This notion of Kriya Shema. Guys, look in the packet. Let's go. Look in the packet. This is an amazing thing to me. We have to read Kriya Shema morning and evening every day of our lives. Bezrat Hashem. Yes? Mitzvah D'oraisa. Morning and evening. What does the mitzvah of Kriya Shema consist of? There's different shittas in Rishonim. All three paragraphs. First two. Maybe it's the Shema and Vahafta. But maybe it's only the first line. That is why in Shul, I do not say, you know in the Birkas HaShachar they say Shema? I don't say it. You know why I don't say it? Because then you can be Yotzu without the brachas. So I don't say it, I skip it. Because you could say maybe you have kavanah not lotzes. Some rishonim say you never can do that. There were all rights. You can never have, a Jew can never have kavanah not to be yotze mitzvah. Tosa says in a few places in Ar Masechta and Sukkah, you can have kavanah shel lotzes. But I'm worried about if you hold like that raw, and I say shema moronakli yotze. But I didn't say the brachas. Yotze amoros, bokra amos rabava, kal yisrael. There are two before, one afterwards, yes? So I skip it, I don't say it. Why did it get into the Siddur? I think Rav Cohen Shlita, it was Masber, that it got into the Siddur for those guys that, you know, from Shabbos morning. You at least want to be Yotze Kriya Shema. So maybe it got into the Siddur early. So you want to miss him on Kriya Shema. Yes, that's what I'm referring to. The Birkas HaShachar. Okay? I don't know. I'm not saying you shouldn't say it, but at least have Kavanah Shel Lotzes, okay?
You say Shema Yisrael, then you don't say
Behalf. No, I don't say Shema. I don't say the Shema, because we're going to see this Shittas Rishonim Yotze with the first Pasuk. Just saying Shema. Take a look at the Gemara inside. Let's see, Akiva. Go ahead. Guys got the packet? Let's see. This is Daf Yud Gimel and Beis and Brachos. Go ahead. Let's see. Tana Rabbanan. Oh, we paskin like Reb Meir. It's plain and simple. That the first pasuk is the din d'oraisa, and that's what Rashi's talking about by us.
There's someone who argues
on him? There are Rishonim that argue. A lot of Rishonim argue. Well, let's see how we paskin. What I'm saying to you, though, Akiva, is that in our sugya, all the Rishonim go with that. What is the whole Gemara based on? All you need is one pasuk. What did Rashi say? You read it nicely. Chem and Kriyashim and Sikvaras ain't all the pasuk Rishon. You can get it together for one pasuk. No? Seems like from this sugya that's the din, and it says like that in Shulchan Aruch. One sec, David. Let's see the next page. Go ahead, read the Rambam. Let's go, guys. We got to move. Go ahead. Let's see the Rambam inside. Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. Go ahead. You better have kavanah. If you don't have kavanah, you're yotze. What is a kavanah? Hear, O Israel, the Lord is God, and the Lord is one. Right? Mekabel mechushamayim. My mom, she should leave me alone. She should tuck me in when I was a little boy. She used to say it in English. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is God, the Lord is one. Blessed be His glorious kingdom forever and ever. She would translate Brook Shane. I once asked her. She never went to yeshiva. She said it was the right thing to do. I said, why did you do that? Why did you teach it? Why did you used to tuck my brother and I in? You used to say Shema. And she knew it in English. She used to say it in Hebrew and English. She says it's the right thing to do. That's just what the din is. You have to have kavanah. So you don't have kavanah, now yotze. Go ahead. Oh, the rest of Kriya Shema, if you don't have kavanah, what's the din? You're yotze. Seems like the first pasuk is what's ma'akev. Go ahead. Afilu haya what? Let's say a guy's laning in the Torah. He's practicing laning. Or he's fixing up, he's a magias aparshios. He's a sulfur. He's fixing the Torah and he's saying it out loud. And then you say the parsha of Kriya Shema at the exact same time, onus of when you're supposed to say Shema. Are you yotze? Yes, as long as you have kavanah with the first pasuk. Now, Adam asked me, he said, Rebbe, isn't that enos and chavilas chavilas? Aren't you doing it to learn? So I wanted to tell you in Seder, I didn't tell you, Adam, but I want you to know, anytime you use enos and chavilas chavilas, it's not ma'akev. It's all chachilah. So even if you say it would be, you're still yotze. But here, the ikar is the Shema, and the Torah is what is on the side. But even if you would say enos and chavilas, it's not, you're not ma'akev. You follow me? You're still yotze with what you did. It's just a certain directive how to do mitzvahs.
Also, the other cases we said, those are just, he went out of his way to kind of put them all together. He, over here, it's
Derech HaGavah. Okay, that's true, but you're Yotze Kriya Shema. Yeah. You're definitely Yotze Kriya Shema, and I'm saying that the Iker would be, is when he's, because it's the Zman of Kriya Shema, Yonatan, maybe the Iker would be the Mitzvah of Shema, and the learning Torah would be side. But I'm saying, even if it would be this, on the same level, Enos Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas. Let's see Shulchan Aruch. Next page, one sec, Avram, we'll get to you and David. How does the Shulchan Aruch Paskin Simon Simon Sifei? Let's get it, go ahead.
Even Levi, a few who have
So he basically quotes the Rambam verbatim, no?
Yeah.
So you're Yotze. So I want to just bring up before we see the Mishnah Berurah. When we talk about Kavanah and Shema, there are two possibilities of Kavanah. Please get it down. The first possibility of Kavanah is Kavanah, a special type of Kavanah, of Kavanah Olmach Shemayim. Kavanah v'Kriya Shema. There's two possibilities. Either you could say Kavanas, Kabbalas, Ol Malchus Shemayim, or you could say the generic Kavanah of Kavanah Latzeis Mitzvah. So there's two possibilities that you could want, you could talk about, okay? When you talk about Kavanah of Kriya Shema. Okay, the generic Kavanah is anytime it's a Shkis Kavanah, you Kavanah be Yotzei Mitzvah. But maybe there's a unique Kavanah you need for Shema. So the Rashba and Brachas, please get it down, is of the opinion that when we talk about Kavanah and Shema, I'm going to write down Rashba. He's number one. And the Ramban is, we're talking about Kavanah of what? L'shem Mitzvah. Stam Mitzvahs. Okay? So with this in mind, look at the Mishnah Berurah, Akiva. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Go ahead, look at Sifkat Yud Aleph. Go ahead, Kivin what? Kivin Libo. The Sif Dalet. The Shamhu. Oh, so what Kavanah do you need all three Parshas? Do you want to be Yotze the what? The Mitzvah. But what's the special Kavanah you need the first Pasuk? Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Go ahead, Kamosha Kasev. The Rosh Hashanah, the Shidu B'Kabetzev Brachas. I wrote on the board Rashba. Go ahead, Mashayin Cain. Eli Kuvah. This is Kavanah to understand and pay attention to Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. It's like, right, go ahead. Sheikr Kabbalas. Yisparach. That's a special Kavanah you need in the first pasuk. Go ahead. Oh, so what are the two shitas? I want you to get down. That what? Kavanah what? Kavanah lot says you need all three partials. Kavanah all Kabbalah Shemayim, you only need on the what? The first pasuk. But then he quotes a Kesef Mishnah that says what? What does the Kesef Mishnah say? That even if you all come on a lot, you only need for the first pasuk. Okay? So there's two shitas. One shita says you need to come on a lot for all three parshas. Kavanah all Chol Shemayim only need for the first pasuk. The other shita holds, no, even come on a lot is only for the first pasuk. Go ahead, just finish the Mishnah Berurah, Yud Beis. Oh, what? Oh, Magia? Yeah, you're reading it, Kilchus. Okay, so I want you to get this down. I think in this Gemara, what do you think in our Gemara when you plug in Rashi us, by us, Izzy? What do you say? He says, the Chassan's Chayav in Kriya Shema because why? He can be Yashiv Daito. What do you think that means? Which Kavanah does it mean? Does it mean Kavanah Zomach Shemaim or does it mean Kavanah Latzes? I can't hear you. What?
Omach Shemaim.
You think Omach Shemaim? Why do you say that?
Because it sounds like we're already assuming that he has Kavanah to. From the fact that Tefillin, Tefillin, he could.
No, you need, you're part of Tefillin, Tefillin because you need Kavanah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got the impression. What'd you say? I thought it was Latzeis because he doesn't make a big deal about it, you know? He just says that Kriya Shema is different because there's only one Pasuk. Whereas Tefillin and Tefillin are much longer. That's all. I thought he was just saying
the fact that he points out that it's just the first pasuk.
Yes,
shows that it's something unique to the first pasuk. No.
Yeah, but maybe the mitzvah, maybe the notion of Kavanah Latzeis is only needed for the first pasuk, like the Kesef Mishnah. I'm not sure.
Doesn't it sound like it's needed for the whole thing?
It says mitzvahs Rashi Chayim Kriya Shema mitzvahs Kavanasa Einu Ela Pasuk Rishon. It's Masha mitzvah Kavanah, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. That's what
it's. But the Mishnah Berurah sounds like.
That's the first sheet. The second sheet is Yeshomer's Fila Kavanah, who likuva rak with Pazik Rishon. The Kesef Mishnah. I'm saying from our Sugya, I don't know, you get the impression that maybe it's not clear, but I want you to get that down in your notes. Whenever you talk about Kavanah or Kriya Shema, which one is it? I would have wanted Rashi to say Kabbalah Moshonah, but he doesn't say it, you know what I mean? He seems to say one shorter and the other one's longer, you know what I mean? So first David and then Avram. Go ahead, what? Go ahead, David.
So my question is really a three-part question.
Real quick, though. Yeah, go ahead.
So, first of all, if you're not Yotze Shema in Sukkot Zimra by the beginning of davening, you know, why would it be there in the first place if it's there later already? And the second part is really, is it possible that the reason it's there is, you know, for example, like if you're davening Shacharis at 9 o'clock maybe.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I suggested.
You know, is it there because to give them a chance to say it bismano?
Right.
And the third question is, if you do say Kriya Shema beforehand or before you come to Shul or, you know, in Sukkot Zimra, when you say it later in Shacharis after the time has passed already for you to be Yotze Bismano, do you need to have Kavana?
Right. So
the Kavana not to be Yotze after.
Right. So the bottom line is, if you're in Shul and you're not sure whether you're going to make it in Zman, you should say the early Shema after Birkas HaShachar with the Tanai. The Tanai being that if I miss it later, I want to be Yotze now. And if I make it later, I don't want to be Yotze now, I want to be Yotze later. The Mishabru says you can make a Tanai. Now the Rabban says you cannot make a Tanai in mitzvahs. You can only make a Tanai in mitzvahs that are Benarim L'chaveiro, not Benarim L'makom. There's a Rabban like that in Baba Basra. But that's what normally we assume the Mishabru says. And I think it was put there for that purpose. But I'm saying during the week I don't say it. And even on Shabbos I don't say it because we make it in the shul is because according to this sheet to the Yotze with the first pasuk, there may be Yotze. So maybe you just have Kavanah not to be Yotze. So the Ra'ah says that's impossible. You can't have a Jew that says, I don't want to be Yotze in mitzvah. Tosfos says in a lot of places in Shas, you can have Kavanah Shlul Yotzes. But I'm machmer for that, okay? And the reason why I think it was put there is that everyone should be, you know, rev themselves up for what? For Shema. A Kabbalah Sogol Shemayim. Yes, Avram, go ahead.
I have two questions.
Go ahead.
One, when the sofer is fixing the...
We didn't get up to it in the Gemara yet. Let's get up to it.
In the
Rambam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sofer is fixing the Torah. Which Kriya Shema is he being Yotze? Shacharis or Mar?
What's the difference?
If he's being Yotze Mar, then aren't you supposed to say that when you... If it was Shacharis, then he wouldn't be able to fix the Torah before he davened Shacharis. Right?
He said because of Torah, so he's working on it before davening. So is he Yotze Kriya Shema when he worked on it? That's the scenario.
And my second question is, from Rashi, he says, the mitzvahs kavanas ha'enu ala pasuk rishon.
Yes.
He's talking about the kavana that's intrinsically part of the mitzvah, that the kavalas oma
ha'fushamah. Yeah, that's what you think? I thought you could also see mitzvah kavanas as a mitzvah to Yotze the mitzvah.
But kavana latzeh is not like a part of it. It's not an intrinsic part of it.
I don't know. You could read mitzvah kavanas as the kavana you need for a generic mitzvah. I don't know. You could read it either way. I don't think it's conclusive. Yes, Yosef.
Can we draw any parallels between the Kriya Shema and the beginning of Shemona Esrei, where we say you should have Kavanah for all of Shemona Esrei, but if you only have...
I don't think so, because they're two, I'm glad he asked me that, but they're two. What are the two Kavanahs that Reb Chaim says you have to have in Shemona Esrei? Reb Chaim points out in the Rambam, his first stick on the Rambam.
From Hashem, right?
Yes, excellent. With Nei Hashem,
and
no Perish Amilin. Which one's Makif? This is Makif throughout the whole Shmon Esrei, that you're in front of Hashem. Yikuva l'chol tefillah. Yehuda, you getting this down? L'chol tefillah, you got this? Perish Amilin is Makif rock in the first bracha. So it's a different type of thing, Ya'al Yosef. You follow me? A different type of thing. You got me? That's what Chaim says. You start thinking about the ball game in the middle of Shmon Esrei, you're not Yotze. If you don't understand every word in the middle, you're still Yotze. You got to understand every word in the first bracha. Elokei Avraham means the God of Chesed. Elokei Yitzchak means the God of Gvura. Elokei Yaakov is the God of Chesed.
Emes.
I'm sorry, Emes, correct. You got to understand what that means, okay? Chaimeshim, all the Konak, all he owns everything. So I was just wondering, I want you to know this. When the Gemara says this, that Tefillah, Kriyishma, only Kavana, which one is it? So it's not clear, but Lamaisa, I want you to know this din. So that's the second mahalach I wanted you to get. Okay? Now, we get to the following. Let's go. In the beginning of Shir, we pointed out, let's get it, that Rashi made a comment that you're putter from tefillin. Why are you putter from tefillin? Because of what? Because the guys that you're spinning are, there's a lot of, they make you, they're drunk, God forbid, and there's kalas rosh. That's one of the reasons why a chassid's got to fast on the day of his wedding. Because if he's drinking, he doesn't know what he's doing. How can you mekadesh a woman? It's not a good kenyan. So that's why you have to fast. The two reasons why you got to fast on the day of your wedding. One is because of
that's crazy.
One is because of shikras. The other one is because of like it's your Yom Kippur for a shlicha. What'd you say? Yes, it does. Rosh Hashanah after. You're saying there still should be a problem of shikras.
Yeah.
It's a good kasha. Okay, it's a good kasha. Okay, well, we're chayshish for it, Akiva. We want to make sure that they're on the right page when they do the kinyan. Okay, so I want you to get this. Let's get this. There's a beautiful mahalach I want you to get now from Rav Fran Shlita the Great Gaon on this din, but we have to set it up, okay? And there's a very important Shagasari Simon Lamentes. Let's start with the next page in the packet. Please get it down. Go ahead, Yechiva. You're doing a great job. This is in Hilchos Yordea, Hilchos Avelis, Simon Shin Peches. This is the tour. The tour quotes, take the packet in the Marmakomis. Go ahead. The Kos of Ramban. Go ahead. Yeah, read it from the beginning. Go ahead. Unbelievable. What does Ramban say? This is a direct Torah quote. This is quoted word by word in the Shulchan Aruch. Simon Shin Pei Ches. What do we learn? When did we learn an Avos Pater from Tefillin? What day?
Last week.
No, but what day is he Pater in Shiva?
First day,
because of Achrisa Ki Omar. Here the Ramban introduces that if an Avos is very, very upset, he's so depressed that he cannot concentrate. He has the mace, can't get the mace out of his mind. And therefore what? What is the din? He's crying uncontrollably. It's uncontrolled, he's crying. He's so upset. If he's so crying so much, b'shas hesped, right? B'shas hesped u'bechi lo manachlu. He does not put on the tefillin. Writes the Ramban, he cannot concentrate. The Ramban says, an avos potter on the first day of tefillin objectively because perach achalus alech is the first day. But the Ramban says, if you have a guy that's crying so much, let's try it for a third time. Uncontrollable. He's uncontrolled, right? Uncontrollably, right? In such a way, he can't control himself. He's so upset. What's the din? He's part of him tefillin even on the fifth day of Shiva. Because there's a notion of concentration need for your tefillin. You need to have awareness that your tefillin is on. If you don't have awareness your tefillin is on, and you can't focus as a tefillin, what does he say, Yehuda? What does the Torah say from the Ramban? Lo manachlu, you don't put it down. And I want you to, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, this din. Oh. So take a look at the Rambam, the next page. Okay, actually, Lamaisa, let's look at the, not the Rambam, the next page, let's look at the tour. Read the next page in the tour. This is in Orach Chaim. Go ahead, Akiva, what do you say? Go ahead. Simon Mem Dal, right, underline, in the tour. It's also to sleep with tefillin on, even a temporary sleep. Go ahead. Kiss your what? Next page. When you hold them in your hand. Aval what? No problem. Shein is right. If you're on your head, you could spread a handkerchief over them and sleep a temporary sleep with your tefillin on. Unbelievable. Go ahead. Below what? The Kalos, what, next page? First Kasha, Shagas Aryeh. Please get it down. Simon Lamed Tes. He asks a stira. He asks a stira in the tour. It's a stira in the tour. What's the stira in the tour? What's the stira in the tour? What's the stira in the tour? Please get it. The Rosh in the third parak of Bracha, Simon Chavkes, says that the definition... And the Rabbeinu Yonah in the Brachas, the definition of Hesach Adas is what? The Isser of Hesach Adas on Tefillin is what? Where you cannot what? And this is the tremendous Chiddush. Halacha L'maisa is talking about when you are not what? What is the definition of Hesach Adas according to Rabbeinu Yonah? Is when you're Omid B'Kalos Rosh B'Schok. But if Stam, you're what? Involved in business? That's not considered to be embarrassing the Tefillin. That's not called Hesach Adas. Hesach Adas in Kol Torah Kula is you're not focusing and concentrating. By tefillin, it means you are involved in what? Hevle Olam. You are involved in Kalas Rosh and Leitzonis. So let's get this. According to the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah, the Isra of Hesach Adas, the tefillin is different than Hesach Adas in Kol Torah Kula. Hesach Adas in tefillin, according to the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah, is what? What is Hesach Adas according to them? Betfillin. Hesach Adas betfillin is what? Is Kalus Rosh.
Mamish. It's different than Hesach Hadas and Kol HaTorah Kula. Hesach Hadas and Kol HaTorah Kula by Tumah B'Tahara means you're not paying attention. You're not focusing. Here it means proactively you're doing something wrong. What does the Rabbeinu Yonah? That's why they allow sleeping temporarily. Are you doing anything wrong with Leitzonus? Is sleeping Shenis Aroy Leitzonus? No, it's not Leitzonus. That's why you're allowed to do Shenis Aroy, they allow. Shenis Aroy Bitfilin. Everyone got that? That's why it's Mutter. Who argues on this? Who argues on this? The Ramban. What did the Ramban that we read in the first page say, Akiva? What is Hesach Hadas? That you're not what? Hesach Hadas betfilin? You're not focusing. Not necessarily what? Shalom Choshev ala tefillin. You're not thinking on the tefillin. So we have a fundamental machloikis, what the definition of Hesach Hadas betfilin is. Hesach means removing your das. What did Rashi say in the daf? Kalos Rosh. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh say in Brachas. That's not what the Ramban said in the Tur. And the Tur in Yordaya quotes who? The Ramban. And the Tur in Rechaim quotes who? The Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah. Steer in the Tur. That's the Kasha to Shagasari. Get it down. That's the first Kasha. Steer in the Tur. Now you make up your mind. What is your definition of what Hesach Hadas is? It's either proactively doing something bad or it's a lack of what focusing. That's the first kasha that the Chagasari asks. Amazing kasha. And what does he ask? What does he ask? Look at the next page in the Rambam. Go ahead, Akiva. Perek Dal and Lachi Yigimel. Let's see. He asks another kasha. We're going to see it. Go ahead. Anyone who's Pater Shema is Pater Tefillin. Go ahead. If a cotton knows how to watch his tefillin, he won't flatulate with them on, the father should buy the tefillin. German Jews will do it 3 months before the bar mitzvah. Most other Ashkenazi Jews a month before bar mitzvah. Because he's old enough to understand it. Go ahead. God forbid someone has a stomach illness or someone cannot, you know, watch his nekavav. Oh, he's putter from tefillin. It's bizarre. The whole what? People that are Tommy May store Chayvin Tefillin like Tahorim. Go ahead. Someone's so upset about something. He lost a loved one. Go ahead. And Chon Olav, he can't get it together to focus on the Tefillin. Go ahead. Wow, someone puts on Tefillin, it's Asul Asiyat Daito. He's Potter. Go ahead, finish up the Rambam. Why is that? Because Osik Mitzvah Potem in a Mitzvah. That's a Rashi says in Zvachim Daf Yates. Kesef Mishnah quotes. Okay. So we see this Rambam. Turn to the next page. The Tur in Simon Lamed Chesin Tfilin. Go ahead. It's a double steer in the Tur. What did the Tur say in Echos Tfilin in Mem Dalet? Who did he quote? Who did he quote in Mem Dalet in Rechaim? He quoted the Rosh Ramanion, it means Leitzonus. And what does he quote six Simonim earlier in Orachaim? He quotes the Rambam. So the steer in the Rambam, there's the double steer in the Tur. The one steer of the Tur from what? Yordaya to Orachaim. Please get that down. I'll write the words out. Yoradeya and Orachaim, Simon what? Simon Lamed, Simon Memvav. Orachaim, Simon Memvav. And then the second stira shnia, says the Shagas Aryeh, is simin lamed ches to simin what? Simin mem dalet. Because in lamed ches he quotes the Rambam, and in mem dalet he quotes the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah. So what's going on here in the what? In the Tur?
Is this the Rambam or the Ramban?
What did you say?
Is he quoting the Rambam or the Ramban?
It's the same, we're going to see, it's the same sheet. Okay? It's the same sheet. The Ramban and the Rambam are the same sheet. Okay? So we have a problem here. It's a double steer in the Tur. How are we going to answer this problem?
So, Lamaisa, and this is the Rambam Patris because of Hesach Hadas Lamaisa, it's the same Shita like you said. So this is a Pella. How are we going to answer this problem? And the reason why we're building up this Malach is because Rashi and Ardaf goes out of his way to say Kalas Rosh. Yes? He says Kalas Rosh. Shikras and Kalas Rosh. Why can't he just say they won't focus? So a friend, Shlita, the great one, wants to suggest like this. Please get it. I want you to get it. It's an amazing pshat. He says there's a big nafkamina between an Isser and a Chiv. What do I mean to say? Is anyone familiar with the famous din? It's not so famous, but you know the Kohen Gadol wore a sitz? What's the sitz? He wore the band on his head. It said Kodesh Lashem. And there's a din that he has to touch the tefillin. Why does he have to touch the tefillin? It's called a chiyuv de mishashmish tefillin. What is a chiyuv de mishashmish tefillin? Mishmush. To make sure that what? That you're focusing on the tefillin. Everyone agrees with this din. Of mishmush tefillin. Mishmush tefillin. You should every so often focus on what your tefillin shall rosh. And you move it, and you don't move it, but you make sure it's straight.
Isn't the concept of mitzvahs to be aware of?
Yes, but that will remind you. Correct. That will remind you. We learned that from the tzitz. So what comes out like this, Michal, it's a great point, comes out like this. There is a chiyuv, and the Tur says like this. Halacha l'maisa. And the Tur himself quotes this in Simon Chaf Ches. Chaf Ches, please get it down. He says a lashon, v'yamashmish b'hem kol shah. What do you have to always finagle with your tefillin for? Don't move them. But why do you always have to like touch them? Because you want to keep in mind the focus. Now, that's not because of what? Even if you're Mesiach Das from the, anyone who's not Mechavan Aleim, even your Mesiach Das, it's not an Isser of Hesach Das. That's only by Kalos Rosh, but it's a concern in the mitzvah. So this is what I want you to get down. There's two tracks. There's a Chiyuv and there's an Isser. The Chiyuv is Mishmush. You have to make sure that I have my tefillin on. Even though I'm not thinking about Litzonis, I'm not doing Kalos Rosh. But there's a Chiyuv, a mitzvah. But then there's an Isser of what? Of Kalos Rosh. So that's how we want to answer it up. I want you to get it. There's two tracks. Not that it's a steer. There's a Chiyuv to make sure that I'm proactively focused on in the tefillin. And then there's an Isser. You getting this down, Adam? There's an Isser of what? Of having Kalos Rosh and Litzonis with the tefillin. Chiyuv is like there's a mitzvah to make sure I'm aware of what's going on with my tefillin, even though I'm not what? Even though I'm not thinking of doing Litzonis. But there still is a chiyuv. So if you read this carefully, it comes out. What did it say in Simon Lamed Ches? What did he say in Simon Lamed Ches? There's a big difference. How did the Torah quote it in Simon Lamed Ches? It's the last page, I think, in the packet. How does he quote him? Kiva, read it again. Kosav Rambam. Oh, when the Rambam said it in Ilchus Tefillin, what did he write? You got that? I think it was a page before. What word did the Rambam write? I want you to get this, Michal. You got this? What word did the Rambam write that when the Torah quotes him, it's not in there? No, what word? Perek Dal Alach Yud Gimel. In the middle. Usser. The Rambam said Usser. When the Torah quotes the Rambam, he doesn't say Usser. Isn't that amazing? He just says Putter. So it comes out according to the Torah. Of course there's a chiyuv to what? To make sure that what your tefillin's on and that you're focusing. But the Isser is only when what? The Isser is only when you do Leitzonis. The Rambam has held, halacha l'maisa, that what? That the focal point is not just a chiyuv, but if you don't focus, it's in the what? It's an Isser. So there's no steer in the Torah. The Rambam holds there's only one track. That's Isser. If you can't focus even on what? Positively, even not doing Leitzonis, it's Usser. You got this Kiddush down? You got to get it down. But according to what? According to the Tur doesn't write the word Usser. He writes Putter. Because the Tur holds there's two tracks. The Isser is only when there's Leitzonis. And when there's Kalas Rosh. The Chiyuv is even when there's no Leitzonis and Kalas Rosh. So there's two in Yonim by Hesach Hadas, by Tefillin. There's a chiyuv always to focus on the tefillin. Don't be detached from it. This is where a friend wants to be mechadish. And if you cannot what focus on it, so what about sleeping? What about sleeping? Isser Kalas Rosh. The Shein there's no Isser of Kalas Rosh. The sleeping, not Kalas Rosh. But what are you lacking? You're lacking the chiyuv. So Lamaisa, the Rambam writes, so why does the Rambam allow it? I mean, why does the Tur allow it then? So the Tur says, Halacha Lamaisa, and this is what the Shittas Rambam would be. I want you to get it down. The Rambam says it's only a problem when it's exposed, when it's in the open. The Rambam has a Shita Lamaisa. The Isser of Esek Hadas is when the Tefillah is exposed. If it's covered over, there's no Isser. So according to the Rambam, see, if you hold, see, I want you to imagine with this din. Why is Shanis, Avram, you got to get this down. Why is Shanis Aroy allowed on Tefillin? So if you hold like the Rosh Ramban Yonah, it makes sense. Because it's not Litzonis. But if you hold like what? If you hold like the Ramban, that it's Usr, even if it's not Kalasar, why is Shanis Aroy Mutter? So the Rambam and the Ramban say it's only Usr if it's what? Exposed. If it's not exposed, it's okay. So when the Gemara says it's Mutter Shanis Aroy, it's when it's not exposed. That's how the Rambam is going to have to read. I want you to get that down. Then there's no Isser of Esek Hadas. There's only Isser of Esek Hadas when it's exposed. It's not exposed, it's not a problem. You follow me, Adam? See, if you hold like the Rosh Rabbeinu Yonah, the din they're allowed to sleep, Shein Esrei B'Tefillin, is mutter, is very clear. Because Shein Esrei, there's no Litzonis. But if you hold like there's enough, that the Isser of Esek Hadas is not just Litzonis, so why is Shein Esrei mutter? Shein Esrei is mutter in a situation where it's Mechusa. That's what you'll have to say. It's exposed, it's Usser. So Lamaisa comes out, and this is what I want you to get: that according to the tour says, I'm not, there's no stira. Shagasaria says the Ramban said it's usser, but what was the lashon? Bishas Hespin and Bechi, it's still usser. Why is it usser? Why is it usser? What is the tour? How does the tour quote the Ramban in the first page? First page we said it. How does the tour quote the Ramban? What's the lashon that he uses? What's the lashon that he uses? Bialin lovel asuve daite, correct? You notice how he says that? Shas esped ein kan kalas rosh. He says, lo manach lehu. If you look in the Ramban himself, he never says what? He never says asr. He just says, shas esped ein amaniach. Not that it's asr. You're just putter. The Rambam and the Ramban hold of these two tracks. One is a chiyuv. So even according to the Ramban, the Isser of Kalas Rosh is only when what? When you're, the Isser of Esek Hadas is only when there's Kalas Rosh. Like the Ramban holds like the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah. But there's an added chiyuv, arkakafta de gav, to make sure that you're focusing. So it's no stira. Let's answer it up, Akiva. In Simon Mem Dalet, what did he say? He's talking about the Isser of Kalas Rosh. Who does he quote? Who does he quote in Simon Mem Dalet, the Torah? He quotes the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yonah, that's Kalas Rosh, because he's talking about the Isser over there. But nevertheless, he can quote the Ramban in Yordaya, because the Ramban in Yordaya is not talking about the Isser. What's he talking about? He's talking about the Chiyuv of focusing. There's no Isser Hesek Hadas there. So that answers up the Stira very well. And therefore it answers up the second Stira, because why? Because in Simon Mem Dalet, what was he talking about? The Isser. He's talking about the Isser, then you'll mention the Rosh Rabbeinu Kalas Rosh. Simon Lavin Ches, he's talking about the Chiyuv, and therefore has nothing to do with Kalas Rosh. It's an ingenious answer. That's how it answers both steers in the tour. You got this? And the Mela, there's no steer at all, Lamaisa, because when you look in the Ramnam, it says Isser. The tour quotes it, he didn't say the word Isser. And if you look in the Ramban himself, Lamaisa, the Ramban himself, well, you know, he said when the Shagasari quotes it, he says, Shas Esben Asru Laniach Tefillin. Shum Esek Hadas. Not true. If you look in the Ramban himself, he said, Eino Maniach. He didn't say there was an Isser. Shagasari presented it to her according to Ramban that there's an Isser. Look in the Ramban himself. He never says the word Asr. And you knew who says this shot? Refrain Shlita said as he was Mechavin to one of the Gedol Achronim. Please get it down. Name Rav Mordechai Benet, the Muggin Avos. Now, Mordechai Benet, and the Mordechai and Hilchos Ketanis says the following. I'm going to read you the Lashon. V'lo kashimidi, davarai, the afagav de hesek hadas, eno shel kalas rosh, leke iser, yikol makom, kol oso ha'esh shemisiach daito, havleke ein alav tefillin. If you're daydreaming about the ball game, it's like tefillin is not on. Tari mehai tamen mevarche kad, whenever they say a bracha meshamshe, they touch it. Shas Kenisker have like Yekiyu Mitzvah Mechadash. Became Vadai. She Vadai Yisich Dai. Avagav Shein Bo Avon B'zeh. Even though there's no Litzonis. You come Mitzvah in a Mekayim B'zeh Klal. You might not be over in Aveira. but you're not fulfilling the what? The mitzvah. You might not be doing an aveira, but you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. Imkein lama minich bechinam. Why put them on for nothing? Davada inam akai mitzvah kevin yashiach title. You want to make sure you're not over an aveira, but you want to make sure you fulfill the mitzvah too as well. Ad kam lashonam. So refrain is mechavit to the Magen Avos, and now we have no steering the tour. So I was wondering, based on all this, going back to our Rashi, what does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? Akiva says, Chayim HaKriyashma, I'm sorry, Minat Filin, Mishum Neshricha, Shikr, Zakalas Rosh. Must be that Rashi was saying what? What do you think Rashi's saying? Why does Rashi say his Patron and Filin? Why can't he just say that the Chosin and Shushbinin maybe are focusing on something else? Maybe according to Rashi, there's only one track. And what's that one track? Like the Russian Rabbein Yonah, that what is Kalas Rosh? Well, I mean, what is Hesek Hadas? Kalas Rosh. You got to be doing something bad. So maybe Rashi argues on this whole Shtukl Torah that we have two tracks. Because if based on what we just presented, I would have just said what? The Chosin and the Chushbin have something else on their mind. Why does Rashi have to go out of his way, Matthew, and say what? Why does Rashi have to go out of his way and say what? Kalus Rosh. You got what I'm saying? Matthew.
Yeah.
Why does Rashi have to go out of his way and say Kalus Rosh? So I'm saying Rashi holds there's only one track like the Russian Rebbein Yonah. That Hesek Hadas B'Tfilin is Kalus Rosh. Otherwise, you could have just said they're not focusing and they're focusing on doing the Simcha Chosin Kala. That's the Chiddush I want to add on. You follow what I'm saying? Is he? That's when I saw this Rashi, I jumped. He's saying there's only one track. Like the Russian Rebbein Yonah. There's no fancy two tracks. It's all that. Because I would have just said you're putting in the tefillin because you're Mitzvah Chos and the Kala, done. Can't focus on the tefillin. Right? It's Mitztayr. You know, the Ptur of Mitztayr, is there a Ptur of Mitztayr in all mitzvahs?
No.
Or is it just by Sukkah and tefillin? So Machloikas, the Birke Yosef and the Radbaz. Some say Mitztayr is only putting from Sukkah and tefillin. Someone has a stomach ailment or he can't focus on something, then you're putting from Sukkah or tefillin. But every other mitzvah, you got to get it together. And the other shita says, no, mitzvah is putter by all mitzvahs. The Yushalmi is a raya for the first shita. There was an amor that had the Arba Kosos, had a headache from Pesach until Shavuos. Why'd he do it? He had a headache from Pesach until Shavuos because he held mitzvah was only up to her by Sukkah and only by Tefillin. By other mitzvahs, though, there's a chiv. Okay? By other mitzvahs, there's a chiv. So that's a very important machlokes. Once you get down, machlokes in the Birkei Yosef and the what? And the Radbaz, what's the scope of the Ptur of mitzvah? Is it only by what? Is it only by Sukkah and Tefillin, or is it by all of the mitzvahs? Okay? That's a tremendous chiddush comes out. So this is the third mahalach we had. The first part of the shir we did the whole mahalach with Rashi Taisus, with Reb Shila. Second mahalach we had was what? The Kavanah of Shema, the first pasuk. What's the third mahalach now? This whole shtickle Torah of Hesek Hadas by the Tefillin. You follow me? This is all in a few lines of the Gemara. The Torah of the Amkis of Dover. Okay? Now let's take this even what? Let's take this a step further because I saw an unbelievable Korban Nisanel that I want to share with you, okay? Before we even get Vayter in the Gemara, I don't feel get Vayter in the Gemara, we'll probably do it tomorrow. Listen to this Korban Nisanel. Okay? Everyone saw the rush yesterday in Simon Chess. Let's get it. Okay? There is a very important akuta that all the Rishonim deal with here, and that is that our Gemara says that a chassan is chayiv in Kriyat Shema. Is that correct? Didn't it say that?
Yeah.
This is a fourth mahalach now. Okay, Yehuda?
Whoa.
Did the Tanakhama say you're chayiv in Shema? Yes, Michael?
Yeah.
Yeah. How does that square with the Mishnah in Brachos Daf Tet Zayin? What does the Mishnah say in Brachos Daf Tet Zayin? That a chassan is part from Kriyat Shema. Let's get this down.
That is
so direct steer. The Ritva asked this kasha. Okay? What's the answer? Again, Donnie. Tanakhama said Rechayiv and Shema, but the Seder Chosin's Potter Shema, Mishnah and Brachas. How could the Brisa be? Oh, get it down. So the Ritva said that in Brachas talking about before the Bia. Our Gemara is talking when? After the Bia, and you're still Potter because of Simchas Nesuin. Yes? That's what the Ritva said. The Ritva I gave you. Dear Masko, Tan Rabban and Chosin. That was the Ritva's answer. However, the Svasemis is amazing. Please get this down. Svasemis says, if it wasn't for the Rishonim, I would have given my own answer. Listen to this. He says that maybe the Tanakam and Reb Shila only argue on what? Maybe they only argue on Tefillah. Wow. And not Kriyat Shema. You understand what I'm saying? How would that save everything? Maybe they only argue on tefillah, not kriyashma. What do you mean they only argue on tefillah, not kriyashma? Meaning what? What do you mean they argue on tefillah? What did it mean when Shila said chasen pater? Did he say what chasen pater is from?
No.
Yehuda. Who said pater meant shema? All the Rishonim, Rashi, Ritva. You know what the Svasemis says? Maybe pater means what? Maybe pater means what? Maybe pater means tefillah. So therefore, what does that mean? Pater means tefillah. So therefore, what? So what would that mean? The kasha is, the Mishnah says in brachas, you're pater until you do the maisa. And here, mimanafshach. Yeah? In other words, they're only arguing by tefillah. He says, chayav mikriyashma.
And the people that are arguing about are only the shrekhina.
Meaning, what did it say? What did it?
Both opinions are all the chayav pater by tefillah.
No, it said chayav and mikriyashma. The Tanakhama said definitely chayav mikriyashma. So I don't know how that would answer the kasha. How would that answer the kasha? Would not answer the kasha. Would not answer the kasha at all. Halacha l'maisa. How would that answer the kasha? The Svasema says maybe they're only arguing by tefillah, but not by kriyashma, meaning that everyone agrees with chayav kriyashma. That's still against the Mishnah brachas. No? Isn't that still against the Mishnah brachas? Still going to be difficult l'maisa. So the Svasema says, Lulu Divrayim, I would have said the Tanakhama and Reb Shila argue only by tefillah. But by Kriyashma he agrees. When it said Chasen Pater, that's what I wanted to bring out. Svasema says a possibility to say Chasen Pater meant only tefillah, which is an amazing thing.
Then it takes the argument off the Chasen and makes an argument about the Shushpina.
Because the Shushpina in our water, Chayav Mikriyashma, and what does it say?
Well, you wouldn't know if it's
Kriyashma. No, so what are they arguing about?
They're arguing about whether the Shushpina are Chayav and tefillah or not.
Yeah, so that's, no, they're arguing about whether the chassan is chayav in tefillah.
No.
Reb Shila says chassan is pater in tefillah.
Exactly.
And the Tanakhama says he's what? Also pater in tefillah.
So they're only arguing about the...
So what are they arguing about?
The Shushpina being pater by tefillah.
The Shushpinin, according to the Tanakhama, are what? Are also pater from tefillah.
But by Reb Shila, they're not.
They're chayav in tefillah. So they're only they're arguing whether what the Shushpinin are chayav in tefillah. Yeah. But everyone agrees that chassan is going to be what? Chayav in... No, the chas is going to be chayiv in what?
No.
Kriyashma.
Yeah.
Chas is chayiv in Kriyashma. So I'm saying that doesn't answer the kash and the Mishnah said in brachas chas is pater in Kriyashma. So you have to come back to the answer that one was before Bia, one was after Bia. That's what you're going to have to suggest. Halacha l'maisa. So that's but the Svasemis brings up a possibility that maybe the word chas and pater didn't mean shma, it meant what? Even though that's all the Rishonim said, maybe it meant tefillah. So I want you to get that line of the Svasemis. But this brings us to what? The sheet of the Rush, okay? And we close with this. Let's get this. The Rush is an amazing Chiddush here. Very, very interesting Chiddush. The Rush says, I want you to get it. The Rush says that all the Tanaim hold Oskim Mitzvah, Patim Mitzvah. Both the Tanakhama and who? And Reb Shila. So, they both hold like that. But he says something else. What does the Rush say? The Rush says that Reb Shila holds Halach L'maisa, that the Shushpinin L'maisa are chayiv in Kriyashma. Didn't he say that they're chayiv in Kriyashma? Why are they chayiv in Kriyashma? No, but they're not, they're Shushvinin. Why does he say that they're chayiv in Kriyashma? Because they're not Osik B'mitzvah, he wants to say. They're not called Osik B'mitzvah. They're Pater in Tefillah because they're Shchiach in the Chuppah Kalash Rosh. They're Pater in Sukkah, they'll be Mitztayr. So the Rush is a Stira. Why is it a Stira? He contradicts himself. The box says it's a contradiction. What's a contradiction in the Rush? In the beginning, the Rush says what? All the Tanaim Osikim Mitzvah Patim in the Mitzvah. What does he turn around and say? That the Shushpinin are not Pater because of Osikim Mitzvah. So I understand, you just got to saying everyone holds Osikim Mitzvah Patim in the Mitzvah, and then you say the Shushpinin are not Pater. So what's the answer? So this is what I want you to get. The Tanakhama says, according to the Bach, a Chosin is Chayav and Kriyashma. Is that correct? Yes? Tanakam is Chayav and Kriyashma. If the Tanakam is Chayav and Kriyashma, the Shushpinin have to be what? Chayav and Kriyashma, right? You can't say they're Patim in the Osik Mitzvah Patim. If the Chassan himself is Chayav, they have to be Chayav. Because they can say Kriyashma when he's saying Kriyashma, right? They don't have to attend to him. They're not Osik Mitzvah. But according to Reb Shila, is a Chassan Chayav and Shema, Matthew?
No.
No. According to the standard Pshat, no. Chassan's Patim Shema. If a Chassan's not reading Kriyashma, then what? Then the Shushpinin are what? If they're Osik B'mitzvah, then they should be Pater from Shema Midin Osik B'mitzvah. Right? So therefore, Reb Shila says they're not Osik B'mitzvah. They're not osik mitzvah. So therefore, they're not osik mitzvah of the ma'aseh. You're only osik mitzvah when you're osik in making a lulav, making a sukkah, making a lulav. Simchas, osik simchas is not called osik mitzvah. Therefore, exactly. Therefore, what? Therefore, again, everyone holds osik mitzvah for the mitzvah. The problem is, the Tanakhama says the chasin is chayv and shema, so the shishpin are chayv and shema, because they're not osik mitzvah. They can say shema when he's saying shema. Reb Shila says the chasin is not kori kriya shema. So why are the shishpin and chayv? Because they're not osik b'mitzvah. That's not called osik b'mitzvah. When you're mesameh chasim nekala, that's not called osik b'mitzvah. That's what he holds. The shushpinin are not called osik b'mitzvah. That's the chiddush. So it comes out, according to the Korban Esanel, he says, based on this Bach, the Rush also says that you don't have to necessarily say that you're not osik b'mitzvah when you're mesameh chasim nekala. Just means you can do both. You can daven. In Lamaisa, you can say Kriya Shema. What does it say? You can say Kriya Shema and they're Chayiv and Tefillah. You can do both. It's not a problem. Meaning to say they're part of Lamaisa from Tefillah, the Tanakhama says, because what? Shchichi b'chuppah. But the Shushminin, according to Reb Shila, holds you can do both. So don't say that the Rush meant what? Don't say that the Rush meant you're not Osik b'mitzvah. What he meant to say is they're arguing whether you can do both or not. That's what they're arguing about. They're arguing about whether you can do both mitzvahs or not. Reb Shila said you could do Shushminin, and the Tanakhama said, halacha l'maisa, that they what? That they would not be able to halacha l'maisa. And therefore, that's why if the chasin is what? The chasin is chayv and shema, they're chayv and shema, halacha l'maisa, because they're not being osik in mitzvah. But halacha l'maisa, the other tefillahs, that they can't do. The other tefillahs they can't do because they can't mechavin to do both. Whereas Reb Shila said, the Shushminin could mechavin to do both. Halacha l'maisa, and are only arguing about the chasim. So that's the pshat that the Bach and the Korban Asano want to say in the Shittas HaRosh. Okay, we got it? And that, the last nakuda that we're left with is, and let's just get it, is that the Ritva said, the next piece of Gemara we'll see tomorrow, B'ez Hashem, Rabbi Yosef Gili holds Osik B'mitzvah Patim Mitzvah. Yes? With all the people that write the sofer, which we'll get into tomorrow, B'ez Hashem. You hold Osik B'mitzvah Patim Mitzvah, and that's what Matthew asked me in Seder. So let me ask you a question. According to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, would you be chayvin shema if you're a chasin shishminov? Yes or no?
No.
Because he doesn't hold a tirda. He holds osik mitzvah patur mitzvah, and you're done. You are patur. Whereas the Tanakam, the Exlimichal, holds what? There's a din tirda, and you're patur. Okay, we have a wonderful day. Okay? Well, tomorrow we get to go Vikings. We got the whole chesbin lemaisa in the what? In the Shittas HaRosh. Okay, don't forget, mincha's not till 12:40, right?
12:39.
Okay, good. In Reuben. Okay, good.